You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Some time ago, we did a story around the ATNS systems that the airports use, particularly where it relates to flights. We were looking at the air traffic and navigation systems and how they impact the services that are rendered by various airlines. Now, the Airlines Association of Southern Africa has come out recently to say that some of these disruptions that we've been seeing have still not been resolved, despite having various conversations where we've been told that they have potentially been resolved. Joined on the line by the CEO of the Airlines Association of Southern Africa, Aaron Munedzi, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Aaron, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. Tell us what the latest is, at least from your perspective, around what continues to be a problem here.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Thank you for having us. What we are actually worried about and concerned about, as we actually stipulated in our recently ended annual general meeting in Lusaka, Zambia, is that, yes, we've been having continuous engagements with our colleagues at ATNS, and they have given us some programs of the progress they are supposed to be making. But when we look at it from a realistic point of view, things don't seem to be shaping up the way they say it should be. I'll give you an example. So at the last count, as of yesterday afternoon, there were 208 suspended instrument flight procedures that are affecting airports in South Africa. And what that means is when our airline operators are trying to fly into an airport and this particular instrument flight procedure is not available, they will not be able to land or take off from that airport, because these flight procedures actually act as roadmaps, if you will, that guide the pilots, especially when inclement weather is in effect. So when that happens, Jimmy, you find that we end up with serious challenges. For example, our flights are either cancelled or they are diverted or they are delayed. And all these things have knock-on effects on our operations and on our customers. That's our biggest challenge.
Now, Aaron, let's take a look at this from a consumer point of view and take a look at perhaps some of the impact that this then has on what consumers then experience. You touched on the fact that we see in some cases flights being cancelled, and we've seen that of late. We've seen cases where people arrive at an airport and they're told, sorry, the flight has been cancelled or delayed or been moved, and we're not really given too much of a reason behind that. Could these sorts of problems then be the source of that? And if that is the case, what does that mean going into a busy season like the festive season?
You're absolutely correct, Jimmy. That this is actually the consequence of the challenges that we are facing with these suspended or unavailable instrument flight procedures. So I'll give you an example of one of our member airlines, which everybody knows, Air Link. So they gave us statistics that from the 8th of October to the 19th of October, which is the day before yesterday, they experienced 4,000 passengers. Jimmy, 4,000 passengers were inconvenienced in that period. How were they inconvenienced? 2,000 of these passengers had their flights cancelled, arriving at the airport and being told your flight is not going, it's cancelled. Or before you even get to the airport, you're getting ready to go and fly, your flight is cancelled. And 1,600 of these passengers, their flights were delayed or diverted. This is significant because most of the airports that are impacted, for example, Kruger Mpumalanga International Airport, Polokwane Airport, David Schurman, Port Elizabeth, Kimberley, Richards Bay, Mtata. We all know the people that travel to these airports. For example, Kruger Mpumalanga International Airport. These are basic tourists that are going to have fun. They have booked their flight in advance, and suddenly they can't travel there. This is just one example of the impact of these cancellations.
Aaron, let's take a look at the other side of it. I mean, you do represent the airlines. Let's look at it from a financial perspective on their part, to have to either reschedule flights, to have to either deploy different alternative measures and alternative routes. That is a costly exercise, I'd imagine.
It is massively costly, Jimmy. As an example, in this same period that we're talking about for Air Link, from the 8th to the 19th of October, Such diversions mean or cancellations mean that there's an additional cost only on the fuel of about 9 million rand per month. And when you add that up, it adds up to almost 110 million rand per year. Additional costs that were not supposed to be there, not budgeted for, and guess who bears the cost? Is the airline. We're not even talking about the cost of accommodating the passengers, making alternative arrangements for these passengers, and the reputational damage that it does to their brand. It is massive. That's why we called it an economic disaster.
Aaron, what would we like to see being done here, especially from an ATNS perspective?
We would like to see ATNS providing us with clear timelines, because once they give us clear timelines and they give us an exact amount of what the challenges are and how they're going to resolve them, then we are also going to be able to plan, so that when you are planning to travel, we know exactly what we're going to tell you, that we are going to be able to operate or aren't going to be able to operate. Because the other thing, and one thing that is very important to us, Jimmy, is we will never, ever compromise on the safety of our operations. So once we know the clear timelines, we are going to make sure that our operations are also realigned to those clear timelines. And we will work very closely and in collaboration with ATNS. We are not against them. We want to see ATNS successful, because when they are successful, it means our operations are successful. It means the economy of the country also benefits. And at the end of the day, everybody is a win-win.
The challenges that continue to face the air traffic and navigation services continue to affect the use of airlines and the use of airports for South Africans and for international visitors as well. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Aaron Munetsi, who is the CEO of the Airlines Association of Southern Africa, for taking us through some of the challenges that continue in the airline space.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.